morning or afternoon, we want to continue on, as would be said about the lesson or church theme on my song. Now, last week we talked about the barriers that prevent the song from being sung or even heard in your mind, sung by you or either heard in your mind. And these are the things that we need to be cautious of, because if you don't have that song in you, you'll, as the lesson is saying, develop amnesia. Amnesia refers to the loss of memories, things that relate to facts or information, as well as the experiences that you have had. Now, last week we stopped off where we started listing some of the barriers. The barriers start off with self, sin, indifference. That means that, as I said, when the church is going to the right, you want to go left. That's indifference. Disharmony, meaning you can't get along. Carnality, things that relate to the flesh. And worldly conformity, being just like the world, doing what the world does. These are things that prevent the song from being sung, from the song being sung by you, and also it going over in your mind, okay? Now, let's look at each one of you getting one of those scriptures so we can see what Jesus says about these barriers. Now, the first one, Isaiah 59, 1 and 2, that's a one that I quote all the time. Lord, behold, the Lord's hand is not short that he cannot save you, neither is he heavy that he cannot hear you. But your iniquity, meaning iniquity means the sin, that nature that you had inherited, the sinful nature that you inherited from Adam, will prevent you from hearing from Jesus and being touched or delivered by Jesus. So people ask you, say, why do people do the things that they're doing? It's because they're letting iniquity have its way in them. They're letting the nature from Adam control them. You come into the church to get delivered from that nature. You come into the church to get an understanding of what is in you. Not necessarily what's in everybody else, but what is in you. What is preventing you from being what Jesus has created you to be. And sin is the thing that prevents us from glorifying Jesus. Sin is what prevents us from making Jesus happy. We say, well, all day long, well, I just want to go back with the Lord. I want the Lord. I want to go. I want Jesus to be pleased with me. Well, you have to understand, sin is not going to help you please Jesus. And sin is definitely not going to help you go back with Jesus. Jesus cannot stand the presence of sin. He couldn't stand the presence of sin in his own self. Couldn't stand the presence of sin in his original creation, Adam and Eve. He couldn't stand the presence of sin in them. He could not stand the presence of sin in the angelic beings. So that lets you know Jesus does not like sin. And you got to develop that same kind of mind frame. That I don't like sin. Don't like those wrong things that try to come up into my mind. Things that are not like Jesus. I do not like it. I'm not in agreement with it. People say all day long, well, you ought not to like. Well, it's not people that you dislike. It's the sinful ways. It's the sinful behaviors. It's the catering to sin. It's the not doing something about the sin. You see sin ruining people's life, and they sit there and just keep going right along with it. And they want you to go along with it. But no, I'm not going to go along with it. If people say, well, Elder Scudder, you're so strict, so cold. I'm not strict and cold. I really am not. I'm the easiest person to get along with. I really am. But what you will realize again is when it comes down to your soul, when it comes down to you getting ready to go back with Jesus, we have to stick to what the Word says. The Word of God says, except or unless a man is born of both water and spirit, he cannot see, nor can he enter into the kingdom of God. So that has got to be top priority. Top priority has got to be you receiving the Holy Ghost. You going back with Jesus you crying out to the Lord for the Lord to help you to go back with him. All right? So we have to understand again that Adamic nature is there to prevent us from hearing from Jesus. It's to prevent us from being delivered by Jesus. All right? All right. What does Hebrews 12 and 5 say?
And ye have forgotten the exhortation.
Yeah.
Which speaketh unto you as unto children.
That's right. That's right. You did what? You forgot it. You forgot it. You forgot it. When the Lord is exhorting you, that word exhorting means instructing you, giving you information that's going to make you better. And when that information is coming, sometimes that information will come through a song. Sometimes Jesus will have a song come into your mind and have you singing that song to help build you up.
Right.
Now the question is, are you listening to the words of the song?
Right.
Are you listening to what the song is saying to you? And if you're listening to it, then it should really be motivating you to do what Jesus tells you to do. You shouldn't be struggling in the performance, in other words. Yes, as we said, holy living, in the Bible lessons we're going over, holy living. Holiness is a way of life and living. Life makes reference to your identity. If you're willing to let Jesus change who you are, then it will help you in your performance. The Lord can't do the performing piece if you're having a problem with your identity. In other words, how am I going to act like a man if I'm having a problem being a man? You know, it's impossible. I'll always be a little shaky. You know, in my demeanor, in my, you know, my behavior, in the way I look, the things that I'm attracted to. And that lets you know I'm having a problem with my identity. You see that today, in today's society, how so many people are having issues with the way Jesus made them. And therefore, they have a struggle in the performing part. And it's not as though they go a whole long time with these issues. It starts off in the youth, starting off as children. I've never seen so many children having a problem with who Jesus made them. If they're a boy, they're having a problem being a little boy. If they're a little girl, they're having a problem being a little girl. And you ask yourself, how in the world could they ever live right if they're having a problem with their identity? It's the same thing when you're talking about someone receiving the Holy Ghost that has a problem with respecting authority. Jesus saying, how can I fill you with the Holy Ghost? And the Holy Ghost is supposed to be an authoritative role in your life. Jesus said the Holy Ghost is supposed to lead you and guide you into all truth. When you're having a problem with your identity, who are you in the eyesight of Jesus? We're supposed to be his children. Children are supposed to learn how to be obedient to their parents. How are you going to let Jesus be your parent and you're having a struggle with your earthly parents, right? That's the truth, saints. It all goes in line together. It all falls into place with one another. We talk about trying to develop a relationship with Jesus, but we ain't doing stuff right with the stuff that we got already. You know, it's no different than you saying, well, Elder Scudder, I'm waiting for the Lord to bless me with more money. You ain't done right with the money he gave you already. Why would the Lord give you more and you ain't done right with the one he gave you already? And it ain't no different than you on your job. You say, I want more money, I want a different salary. Well, they're looking at what you're doing already. Are you doing something that deserves to be paid more? You know, you're struggling doing what you're doing now and being paid. Why would I pay you more money to do less work? That don't add up, right? That is, fella come, you say, well, I'm going to hire you to cut my grass. I like to use cutting grass because we got grass outside. But, and it's something you visually can see. I'm going to hire you to cut my grass. And the man said, well, okay, you pay me $20, I'll cut your grass. Okay, you cut the grass for $20, and then I'm looking over the lawn. You ain't really doing a good job with it. You saying you're leaving patches. You're not edging it up. I have to come find you to cut it. And then you say, oh no, I want you to give me a little bit more money than the 20. Give me 25. Well, you ain't done. You unfaithful with the 20. Why would I give you 25? You haven't been faithful with the 20. At least do the 20 right. And let me say, oh, you're doing such a good job that you deserve a little bit more money, right? Yeah, I see you taking care and time with it. I see you ain't just rushing through it and going over to the next one, but you're taking your time. You value your representation. You value your work, right? And that's the same thing Jesus trying to look with us over in holiness. How much do you value your work? How much do you value the craft that the Lord has given you? Are you really faithful over doing a little bit that Jesus gave you? Then you talking about, well, I'm having a problem with what you're doing, what you ain't even done what you're supposed to be doing yet. How are you going to have a problem with what I'm doing? Right. You need to be looking at what you're doing first to make sure you perfect that, right? And I'm trying to tell you, sin is not going to help you do that. Sin will be drawing you back further and further to get you into a position where you're not pleasing Jesus. Yeah. When Jesus looks at you, he's not happy. No. And I'm telling you, the thing that causes that backward motion is the concept of forgetting. Mm-hmm. Is that what Hebrews said? Hebrews 12:5 said, you have done what? You've forgotten. You've forgotten the what? The instructions, the exhortations, right? That's right. That's right. The Lord talks to us just like a parent talks to a child. Now, if you were a disobedient child, if you were stubborn and stiff-necked as a child, when you become an adult and you talk about you want the Lord to fill you with the Holy Ghost, you need to correct those behaviors. You need to go back into your mind and say, look, the way that I behaved as a child was unacceptable. The way that I was conducting myself was not like Jesus. Therefore, let me do like I'm supposed to do. Even when I'm older and my mom is older or my dad is older or when I'm in my job, wherever I'm at, I need to learn how to respect authority. Therefore, when I'm down before Jesus saying, Jesus, I want you to fill me with the Holy Ghost. Remember, the Lord is going to look over your whole life. He wants to see, have you changed your attitude? Have you repented for all of your wrongdoing, right? That's what Isaiah, Psalm say 51, again, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Have mercy upon me, right? Oh God, according to your love and your kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercy, blot out my transgression. In other words, don't let me keep going down the path of wrong. Help me to get rid of all of this wrong stuff. As you were going over in the Living Bible told you to let all that stuff go. When you say you heard the voice of Jesus, let the old man go, right? That's the truth, say. That old man will hinder you. That's a word I want you all to get familiar with on this morning, is that word hinder. Hinder is the obstacle. It's a blockage. And when you're trying to hinder somebody, you playing football. And the fella that got the ball, the running back, get the ball, and he's trying to get down to the other side of the field to the goal. Now, you say, well, what is the purpose of the other team? The purpose of the other team is to hinder the progress. They ain't no good if they just keep letting folk run down the field. What kind of game is that? If every time I throw the ball to the other side, nobody stops them from going down. Ain't nobody going to watch nothing like that. You know, nobody want to see you just running up and down the field. But they want to see you get hit. They want to see you get stopped. And they'll say, oh, that's a good, strong defense. Good, strong defense. They didn't even let them get 5 yards. The whole four downs, every time they came at them, they were blocking the passes. Every time they tried to go another way, they were knocking the offensive line down, and they just hit them hard. Hit the guy with the running back so hard, it made him lay out on the ground. See, he's stumbling to get up. He's running hard, hit him hard, pow! And then after he get hit, the defense guy looking at him say, ho! And you want to see if he going to get up real fast. He jump up real fast and give him the ball again. That Vince guy saying, oh, I ain't do a good job. I got to hit them a little harder because I want to stun them, knock them out good, make them think twice about getting that bow. You know, if you get hit hard enough, you think twice about it. At least I knew that when we was children. You know, we got hit hard. You thought twice about getting that bow. Man said, I'm going to give you the bow. You be like, hold on. Why don't you throw it down the field this time? You know, because they hit kind of hard out there.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's a good hindrance. That's because the thing is putting a fear inside of you. Mm-hmm. And this is what the devil does very well.
Right.
Satan does this very well. He tries to hinder the progress of the saint.
Right.
And you got to ask yourself, are you going to be a coward? Are you going to be afraid of the attacks of Satan? Are you going to sit back and say, I don't want the devil to hit me no more, so I'm not going to do what Jesus tell me to do. I'm going to do what Satan say to do. Because when he hits me, it hurts. Nah, you got to be a little stronger than that. You got to say, no, I'm going to resist the devil. I don't care how hard he hits me, and he is going to hit you. But you got to say, I'm willing to fight this thing to the death, right? Why? Because the Lord is there with you. If you realize that Jesus is right there with you to protect you,
yes.
He gives you the victory over all of these obstacles, right?
Right.
That's the truth, saint.
Right.
All of these hindrances, Jesus gives you the victory over them. You look at Israel. That was their problem.
Right.
They didn't realize Jesus gave them real quick victory. They were in bondage for 400 something long years. But then when the Lord started victory in motion, it wasn't even that long. Wasn't even that long. It wasn't 400 years. It wasn't that many years that they were in bondage for all that time. But when the Lord started victory in motion, it sure wasn't 400 years for him to do it. It was in somebody's lifetime. Moses wasn't 400. It didn't take Moses 400 years to get rid of Pharaoh's army. But that let you know it went real fast. All of them plagues, all those things that came from the heaven. Israel didn't do not one thing. Israel didn't create not one grasshopper. They didn't light not one fire. They didn't control the death angel. Jesus did all of that. Jesus controlled all of that. And it put great fear in Egypt. And that's why Pharaoh said, let whatever you want, get out of here. Get out of here and go. But then the Pharaoh's mind got messed up again. Said, I'm going to go after Israel. I'm going to go follow behind them and kill them and bring them back. That old Moses thought he beat me, conquered me. Then he got to the Red Sea, went through the Red Sea. Pharaoh's army thought that they were going to go. The Lord drowned the whole army.
Yes.
Then brought their bodies up on the shore.
Amen.
To remind Moses, to remind Israel, you will not be threatened by your enemy no more.
Lord.
That's the truth, saints.
Yes.
Now, Israel forgot. Israel, after the Lord did all of that, they forgot.
Yes.
After they got on the other side, they had the audacity to say it would have been better for us to stay over in Egypt. After they cried to get out of it for 400 something years, they said it would have been better for us to stay over in Egypt than for us to die over here in this wilderness. They said we were eaten better as slaves in Egypt. Huh? Come on, saints. The Lord said, I'll feed you. I'll go ahead and feed you, but I'm not going to forget. I'll go ahead and provide for you. I'm going to give you water, but I will not forget. All of your murmuring, all of your complaining, you're going to die in this wilderness. I swear by my wrath, you shall not enter in, right? That's what Jesus said. Jesus gave them a promise that they're not going to get in because of the hardness of their heart. Because of their rebellious minds. They let that devil get inside of them. They let the devil get inside of them and put the hindrance inside of them. Come on, saints, that's the truth. You got to be careful not to let the devil put the hindrance inside of you. When the Lord is giving you work to do, don't let the devil put the hindrance inside of you. I don't care what your body is going through. I don't care what's going on in your mind. Don't let the devil put the hindrance inside of you. You got to ask the Lord for power to overcome. Lord, I need the power and the strength to overcome every attack from Satan. Why? Because he's not going to stop until he does what? Kill, steal, and destroy me, right? You got to say within yourself, I want to live, right? I don't want to die, but I want to live. Lord done told you I didn't come to kill you. The thief came to kill, steal, and destroy you. Jesus said, I've come that you might have what? Life. and that more abundantly, right? Come on, somebody get me 1 Peter 1 and 9.
Oh, you didn't want me to read the rest of it?
You just read it? Yes, please read the rest of it.
It said, my son, despise not thou the chastening.
Yeah, when the Lord is correcting you, don't hate that.
Right.
Huh? Some of us said, Lord, give us a good whipping. And you ask yourself, why is he giving you a good whipping? Because you're hard-headed.
Right.
You was hard-headed as a child and you hard-headed as an adult.
Right.
And if you were getting beat by your mama, now you're getting beat by Jesus.
Right.
And if the discipline is still the same, right?
Yeah.
And it's up to you to learn the lesson, right?
Right?
Stop hating correction, right? It's there to make you better, right?
Yeah.
The Lord says, whom I love, I correct, right?
Yeah.
That's the truth, saints.
He said, your faith.
That's right. That word faint means give up. That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about a hindrance. You're giving up too quickly. Every little thing the devil put in front of you, you give up at it. You fold like a little coward. Time for you to, as the scripture says, stand up and be a man, right? Be strong like a man. And I'm not talking about masculinity. I'm talking about being strong with strength. In other words, stop folding when the stuff hits you, right? That's the truth, saints. Take it. That's the truth. Take it. Take it. If the devil is hitting you, take it. Take it, take it, take it, right?
Yes.
Take it out. Don't go asking him to hit you some more, but just take what he's doing already.
Right.
And every time he hits you, ask Jesus to help you.
Yes.
That should be your cue.
Yes.
When the devil hits you, your mouth should respond, Jesus.
Right.
Huh? It shouldn't respond, woe is me. It shouldn't respond, I can't take it. You get on my nerves, Jesus, and where is my name at? My name is a strong tower. If you are righteous, you run in my name. And when you run in my name, you find safety, right? That's the truth, saints. Devil hit you, you should cry, Jesus. Shout out, Jesus. That's the truth, saints. That's what I do. Things get me up against the wall, I cry, Jesus. I say, Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me to go through. Help me to deal with this thing. Even while I'm on my job, stuff start coming, I just have to stop. He would say, well, what you stop for? Because I got to call Jesus. I don't tell them I got to call Jesus, but I got to stop. Because I got to focus and get Jesus to help me to overcome this. The devil is attacking my mind. And the only one that can deliver me is Jesus. And if that means you've got to stop where you are, do what's necessary to overcome that hindrance, right? That's the truth, saints. And don't look for the world to understand what you're doing. Because they're not going to get it. They don't understand. And remember, they've been stopped by Satan.
Right.
They, you say, well, what you mean they've been stopped? They've never been saved.
Mm-hmm.
Never received the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Don't know what it's like to have life living inside of them.
Right.
So that means the devil stopped them right there in their track.
Right.
And they're letting the devil have his way in their minds. Because
right.
If they weren't, they'd be right in here crying out to
right.
Jesus right with you. So that lets you know the difference between a person that is letting the devil get the victory and someone that's trying to fight the good fight of faith. I tell you, whenever you see your brothers and your sisters get in here, I tell you all, I was telling y'all that a couple of weeks ago, they got the victory. Because no matter what you go through, as long as you can get your feet in these doors, you got the victory. And you got to let the Lord know, Lord, I appreciate you giving me the victory. Because the devil was trying to hinder me, trying to hold me back. Huh? And even when you get in here and you feel the weight of Satan trying to prevent you from singing your song, from being happy about Jesus, that's when you got to cry out to Jesus and say, Lord, I need victory. Don't be content where you are. Don't be complacent where you are. You know what it's supposed to feel like to have the joy of Jesus inside of you. Therefore, you cry out to the Lord, Jesus, give me the victory, right? That's the truth, saints. Jesus, give me the victory. Don't let the enemy have his way inside of me. When the Lord corrects you, take it. Take that correction and realize he's correcting you because he loves you. The Lord sees you're doing something that's going to cause you to be disinherited. Huh? He sees you are engaged in something that's going to separate you from his love. Is that what the writer said? Who shall separate me from the love of God? Huh? That's a question, isn't it? Huh? Who? Who? Is it going to be a tribulation? Is it going to be the hard things that you go through? Is it going to be because you ain't got no money and you can't see one way from another? Huh? You've got to say no. I'm not going to let this separate me from Jesus. When you don't do the word, you're letting your circumstance separate you from Jesus. Your circumstance does not change the word. The word remains the same. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You got to stay connected to his love, right? That's the truth, say. You say, Elder Scott, I ain't got no money, Harley. It don't change the word. Words stay the same. Words say, pay your tithes and your offering. Huh? That's what the words say. Words say, you don't pay your tithes and offering, you are a God robber. Huh? How did we rob you, Jesus? Huh? You robbed me through tithes and offering. Why? Because when I gave you, huh? Gave you the strength, gave you the ability, I opened up the heaven and put something in your pocket. Huh? Come on, saints. Don't make the Lord shut the heaven up. Don't make the Lord stop with the thing from coming into you to prove to you who he is. Huh? Then the Lord say, well, I'll cut holes in your pocket. I'll cut holes in your bag. I will cause your belly to not be full. Huh? You don't want the Lord to do that to you. Huh? But he said, I'll curse you with a curse. All because you refuse to do what Jesus say, right? That's the truth, saints. It's very simple. As I told you all before, the Lord bless you to get $10, you honor him. You honor him with the tenth of what you got. Honor the Lord bless you, say, well, the Scudder, I went out there and I worked. I ain't make much money. Don't worry about what you didn't make. What did you make? Honor the Lord with the first fruit of your substance. The Lord didn't say go pay your bills. The Lord didn't say go put your money in the saving. He said honor him with the first fruit of your substance. Meaning when the man put the money in your hand, you put Jesus to the side right then and there. I don't care who you owe. You owe Jesus first, right? He gave you your life, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
That's the truth. You owe the Lord first.
Jesus, right.
You say, well, Scott, I got to separate and pay my bills. You better put Jesus number one. Jesus is better be number one. Huh? You go on through life thinking that you're going to do this if you want the way you want it, you will miss eternal life. All because you refuse to pay your tithes. Huh? Come on, say, how can the Lord fill you with the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost is holy. It's Jesus, right? The Lord says tithes. Holy, right? It's sanctified, right? Now, how the Lord going to bring holy into a defiled temple? Lord ain't going to do it. Lord will look at you till you blue in the face. You be down there calling Jesus till you blue in the face. And Lord say, you ain't got to call me that hard. I'm not hard of hearing. You be down there shouting, Jesus! Lord say, I'm not hard of hearing. There's nothing wrong with me. The problem is you. You don't want to do what I say do. And I'm not going to bless you until you conform, right? Till you do what I say do, right? I'm going to keep on beating you over and over again until you do what I say do, right? That's the truth. Good mothers do that. Good fathers do that. You stay right behind your children until they do what they're supposed to do. You don't get tired. You don't say, I ain't going to beat you no more. No, because they're yours. You stay right behind them till they get of age and they say, well, I ain't going to do what you say do. Then get out. Go on about your business, old prodigal child. Huh? And when they get out, they walk right on down the street. You don't follow them. Is that what the prodigal father said? The father of the prodigal son said? He did not follow him. He stood right there and prayed. Prayed until that boy came to his senses. And one day they will come back to their senses. And when they come back, they will find the standard. It's still the same, right? It has not changed, right? That's the truth. That's why every last one of those that left this church, left this church in the prodigal son state, when they come back, they will find the righteous still doing the same thing. We're still preaching Jesus Christ. crucified. We're still telling the sinner to repent from his wicked ways and return back to Jesus. We're still telling the saints to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, right? Still saying it.
Jesus.
Still telling the saints, lift up Jesus.
Yes.
Lift him up no matter what you go through.
Jesus.
Lift up Jesus.
Right.
Songs is still the same.
Thanks.
Still starting off the service singing, I believe God.
Right.
It's to remind you, those that may be struggling in the faith,
Jesus.
Those that got a good grasp on the faith,
Jesus.
Those that feel real confident
Jesus.
In the faith, letting you know it does not change.
Right.
You still got to believe in Jesus. You still got to do what he say do, right? Still got to trust the Lord. All of your heart. Still can't lean to your own understanding. See, I just got me a college degree. You still got to trust the Lord. With all of your heart. You cannot lean to your own understanding. I done got me a smart companion. You still got to trust the Lord. And lean and trust the Lord with all of your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. Elder Scott, I done lost 20 pounds on a good diet and a good exercise. You still got to trust the Lord with all of your heart. And lean not to your what? Lord, Elder Scott, the Lord blessed me to get a brand new home and a brand new car. I'm going to pay it off in a year. You still got to trust the Lord with all of your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. I got a bad doctor's report. He said, I got a disease that's incurable. You still got to trust the Lord, right? With all of your heart.
Right.
And lean what? We only want to do that when things are going good.
That's right.
But the word is still the same.
Yes,
you cannot let the enemy hinder you.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Is that up? Was that all of it, Mother?
Yes.
12, all right. Somebody get me the next one. 1 Peter 1, 2 Peter 1 and 9.
But he does
that.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Ain't that the truth? Now that way, that lets you know I don't need to be in that category.
Right.
Stop lacking. Huh?
Right.
Don't be a lacking saint. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know what a lacking saint is?
Mm-hmm.
Saint ain't got all of it.
Right.
Huh? You need to have everything
right.
You supposed to have. It's time for the war. It's time for the fight. You ain't got all the armor on. You a lacking saint.
Yeah.
You ain't ready to fight. Huh? I guarantee you the part of the armor that you're missing, that's where the enemy going to hit you at. Huh? He's a smart devil.
Yes.
He ain't no dumb devil. He's a smart devil.
Yes.
He watching you even when you ain't think he's watching you. He knows what you don't have on.
Yes.
He knows what part of your body is vulnerable.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about your natural body. I'm talking about your spiritual body.
Right.
He knows what part of your body is unarmed.
Right. Right.
And therefore he attacks it over and over again. Huh? How do you know it's winning? Because you say the same thing over and over again. You still got the same issues year in and year out. Huh? You wasn't paying your tithes at the beginning of 2019 and you still ain't paying them. Huh? Because you got the same issues over and over again. Therefore the devil is beating you and he's about to kill you, right?
Yes.
You could be dead already and don't even know it.
Right.
You could be a dead man walking.
Amen.
Huh?
Right.
Here's the truth. Dead man walking like a zombie. Don't even know you're dead. Huh?
Jesus.
You don't want to be like that. Why be dead in the place of life?
Right.
When the Lord has brought you into the place where you can live. Why walk around here dead?
Jesus.
But you kill yourself off. Because of your disobedience. Huh? Because you let the devil set up camp in your mind. And you refuse to reject Satan. You refuse to say, Satan, you're not welcome here.
Right.
Satan, I don't want you here no more.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to do what Jesus say do.
Yes,
I'm going to be faithful over what the Lord gave me.
Yes,
huh? Come on, that's the truth, saints. Only you can do that. I can't make up your mind for you, but sure enough, you can make up your own mind.
Right.
And you best believe when you make up your mind, the Lord will help you.
Yes.
Lord will help you when you do what you're supposed to do. The Lord will help you.
Yes,
when he sees a soul draw Brother Josh used to sing that song. If you just make one step, the Lord will make two.
He will make.
In other words, he'll help you.
Yeah.
Lord won't leave you out there in the cold by yourself.
Right.
He see you trying to live right and do right. The Lord help you.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord said, I'm having a hard time getting to church. Church, just put a shoe on.
Yeah.
Put your one shoe on. I guarantee you, after a while, you're going to get sick of walking around the house with that one shoe. You say, oh, get yourself, oh, crazy self, walk around with one shoe. Where the other shoe at? See, the Lord help you put that other shoe on. But you got to make the effort. Put one on already. Those that wear pants, put one leg in the pants. Huh? Well, it's because you don't know how I'm struggling. But you put that one leg in the pants, and you start to walking around, you realize just how foolish you are. You say, well, Lord, I done got one leg in. What about the other one? Then the Lord will say, well, put the other one in there. Before you know it, you got your bottoms on already. Huh? Now, you just got to be willing to start the process. Right? You started the process to lay down in that bed. You ought to start the process to get up. That's the truth, saints. I guarantee your your house catch on fire.
Yeah.
You'll get out of there real quick.
Yeah.
Well, I can't walk. You drag yourself out. You'll get out of that house real quick unless you want to burn up. Huh? That's the problem. We don't see that our house is on fire. We don't see that the enemy is attacking us. And he is getting the advantage over us. How do you know he's getting the advantage? Because he's hindering progress. Things that you're supposed to be doing, he stopped you from completely doing them.
Jesus.
Huh?
Yes.
I told you all the saints, you got to be careful when you make up your own schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You done made up in your mind, you ain't going to come these days. Who put that inside of you?
Right.
Huh?
Yes.
You done put it in your mind. I don't come to church. What are you talking about?
Amen.
What if the Lord should come that day?
Yes.
What would he see you doing?
Lord Jesus, thank you.
Well, you know I got to be there with my family. You and your family is going to go right to hell.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you when you get there, you're not going to be thinking about one another.
Yeah.
It's the truth, saints.
It's the truth.
Time to wake up out of sleep.
Right.
Stop giving over to this stuff. It's a barrier.
Right.
It's not helping you see Jesus. Don't think you're going back with the Lord living like that.
Right.
I don't see a scripture here.
Mm-hmm.
But Lord, no, I'm trying. Show it to me in the scriptures. Well, the Lord, no, I'm trying. Show it to me in the scripture.
Yes.
I can show you what I'm saying in scripture. Can you show me what you're saying?
Jesus.
Huh?
Yes.
I told y'all all before when everybody kept talking about the Lord know my heart. I didn't see that. I said, well, let's go to the scripture and see what the Lord say about the scripture. Then when we started reading it, I noticed I stopped hearing that. I don't even hear that no more. Lord know my heart. You start saying that. Because when I say, oh, sir, he know your what? I said, the Lord know my heart. Let's go to the scripture then and see what he knows about your heart. It's desperately wicked, right? It's deceitful.
Right.
Y'all know what deceitful means. It's a lie. It's lying in it.
Right.
In other words, the heart will tell you you can't when you can.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Elder Scudder, the Lord know my heart. I just be praying.
Mm-hmm.
What in the world are you praying about? And who are you praying to?
Right.
Well, I be talking to Jesus. Seems like the Lord, if you're doing all that talking to Jesus, he should give you the strength to do what you're supposed to be doing then.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
Everyone I know in scripture that prayed like they were supposed to pray, got delivered.
Right.
Huh? On the day of Pentecost, were they praying like they were supposed to pray?
Yes.
Amen. And the scripture said the fire sat on each of them.
Right.
They got to talking about the marvelous works of Jesus.
Right.
That lets you know prayer works, right?
Right?
Cornelius, he was praying like he was supposed to pray. So much so he saw a vision of God coming into him. That's the Holy Ghost coming into you, right?
Right.
Seemed like to me, if we pray like we say we pray, we should have somewhat overcoming power.
Right.
That's the truth, saints.
Yes,
that centurion, he prayed.
Yes.
Prayed that the Lord will heal his servant's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Lord said, I see your faith. So it would take me away. He said, no, you ain't got to go where I live at.
Right.
I see you as a person of authority.
Right.
I have so many people up under me that when I give my word, I don't even have to be there. They just do what I say do. Why? For fear that the judgment is going to come down on them. Lord, if you just speak a word that my servant's daughter is going to be healed, I know my servant's daughter is going to be healed. Lord said, I ain't seen that kind of faith in a while. Huh? Go back home. Your servant's daughter is healed. Took him a little while to get back home. Said that people came running out to him. Said the daughter, the damsel, has gotten up. She is healed. The centurion said, what day, what time did this happen? It happened yesterday, right? Why? Because that's when the Lord spoke it, right? That's all you need Jesus to do is just speak a word into your life. Those of you that are going through, stop telling people about your problems.
Amen.
Tell Jesus about it. Get down on your knees and cry out to the Lord. Tell the Lord, Jesus, the devil is trying to hinder me. Huh? You see Satan's attacks. Huh? You see that I'm trying to live right and be pleasing in your sight. And you see how the devil gets in this loved one, gets in this circumstance, and tries to hinder my progress. Jesus, I need you to fix it, right? Fix it like only you can fix it. You got too many witnesses in here that'll tell you that if you pray sincerely enough, Jesus will work that thing out, and it won't take you long to do it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Won't take the Lord long to do nothing when your heart and your mind is right. Those of you that got the Holy Ghost, you know it. When you made up your mind, you received the Holy Ghost. Lord ain't make you tarry for no long time. You made up your mind, you received the Holy Ghost, right? Now, if it took that to receive the Holy Ghost, what about all these other prayers? Don't you realize these other prayers are really nothing? Holy Ghost was the most important thing. It's the one that got you ready for eternity. So what is the other little stuff that come along? Lord, let me pray like I prayed to receive the Holy Ghost. To let me see you move just like that again, Lord Jesus. Huh? Isn't that what the disciples did when the people told them don't preach no more in the name? So they went amongst their own company and told Jesus everything. They said, Lord, behold, they're threatening. How they trying to prevent us from crying out in your name. Give us the boldness. While they were praying, the scripture said the foundation was shaken, right? And they were filled again with the Holy Ghost, right? And went out bolder. That's the problem. You let the devil take away your boldness. And I ain't talking about being bold with people. I'm talking about being bold with that spirit that's trying to hinder your progress. You need to look at the devil in his eyes. And tell him, Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. The blood of Jesus prevail against you. You will not set up camp in my mind, right? I refuse to be a victim, right? The Lord has given me victory, right? The blood of Jesus against you. That's the truth, saints. The blood of Jesus. You got loved ones that ain't living right. When they go to sleep, take your oil. Take your oil and get the word. In the name of Jesus Christ. They might get the twitching in order. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus, the Almighty God, right? The one that spoke the world into existence. Just like you said, let there be light. Speak light into that mind, Jesus. Don't let them find no peace or no rest until they come back to you. Every time they come to you down, stuff ain't working right. That's why you need to come to Jesus. You need to come to Jesus. Oh, you keep talking because I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you because I love you. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't pray for you. But I'm praying for you because I love you. And I'm telling you, nothing is going to work out right. Everything you put your hands to, Jesus will be right against it. I'm telling you because I am praying that the devil release his mind hold on you. That's the truth, saints. Somebody go get Galatians really quick. Didn't mean to sidetrack you. Galatians chapter number 5, verse number 7 and 8. That'll deal with these things, saints. Don't let that devil keep getting control. Yeah, that's the truth. You know that about some people. When they had that run inside of them. And you be asking them, why you ain't running like you used to run?
Right.
Huh? This is the scripture talking to you. Yeah. You did run well.
Who did?
But who did hinder you?
That you should not obey
them. So let you know disobedience is a hindrance.
Yes.
Disobedience ain't helping you go back with Jesus.
Yeah.
It's preventing your progress. Ain't nowhere in the world you say, I'm trying to receive the Holy Ghost and you disobedient.
Right.
It don't work that way.
Right.
And I told you, you did run well, but who hindered you?
Right.
That you should not do what? Obey. You know the truth.
Right.
Word is being preached unto you is the truth.
Right.
Not Elder Scudder's word. It's in your own book.
Right.
You said you believed in that book.
Right.
You say, I know the Lord is talking to me. Mm-hmm. Well, you should obey what he tell you to do then.
Jesus.
Do what Jesus tell you to do.
Right.
Keep going. Is that all
this
of it?
Persuasion comes.
Hold up.
Yes.
This idea.
Yes.
This persuasion does not come from Jesus.
Right.
These thoughts that are not like the Lord.
Right.
They don't come from Jesus. Call it for what it is.
That's right.
Huh?
Yes. Right.
You coming tonight? I ain't coming tonight. I ain't feeling all that. That ain't Jesus.
No,
call it for what it is.
Right.
Satan done set up camp in your mind.
Jesus.
Huh? Mm-hmm. And if you ain't careful, he'll wipe you out.
Jesus. Mm-hmm. Thank you,
Jesus. Y'all just keep praying for me. I've been praying for you. That ain't something I got to start doing. I prayed for you when I knew you existed.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
Been praying for you. Question is, though, are you going to obey the truth?
Right.
That's the problem. These thoughts that are coming in your mind that are not like Jesus.
Right.
These persuasions.
Right.
These ideas.
Jesus.
These philosophies.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Right.
Huh? Mm-hmm. That's what it says. These persuasions. What is that?
Not of him that called.
Yes. That ain't Jesus that's telling you to do these things. Jesus is telling you to do the word.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
A lot of times people say, well, I hear the Lord. Lord telling you to praise him. Lord telling you to praise him. But then you're not doing what the Lord tell you to do.
Right.
So maybe the Lord ain't telling you to praise him.
Jesus.
All that praise you're doing may not be the Lord.
Right.
All that bodily exercise.
Right.
It's profiting you nothing.
Right.
It'd be something different if you praise the Lord and being obedient.
Right.
Then I could say it's the Lord working, right? But then you just as disobedient as you can be.
Yeah.
You jumping way up in the sky. You got all that strength. You be looking at, whoa.
Yeah.
Man, is that Jesus? Is it Jesus? Is it Jesus? Huh? Let's go to the word. See what the word say. Are you doing what the Lord say? No. That ain't Jesus then. That's you. You done use the church as your Planet Fitness. Y'all know what Planet Fitness is, right? As an exercise place. You ain't no different than when they be in them things, them exercise rooms, say, move it, move it, move it, move it. You just using the church that way. We singing praises and all you doing is moving it. The devil look at you and say, you got you a good exercise in the day. Mocking Jesus. Satan's kids praising Jesus. Jesus says, you think the Lord is pleased with it. And Jesus sitting back saying, he's looking at you saying, Scripture says, the Lord is angry with the wicked every day. The Lord ain't happy about you praising him. And he know you doing what he tell you not to do.
Right.
You out there doing everything the Lord said you shouldn't be doing. And yet you think you're going to skate over it because you praising the Lord. Lord said, not so. That ain't how it worked. Huh? Right, I told you who did it. You did run well. You were doing real good at one time. But who done hindered you? That you stopped obeying the truth, right? That idea did not come from Jesus, right? Huh? Give me another one. 2 Timothy, 2 Thessalonians 14 and 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2, 14 through 18. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2, 14 through 18.
That whereunto he called you by our gospel, 2 Thessalonians 2, to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
That's why the Lord brought you in here, so that you can get the glory. that is bestowed upon those that work for Jesus. Those that are born again, right? Keep going.
And it says here, therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught.
Yes.
Whether by word or our epistle.
Yes.
And our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which have loved us and have given us everlasting consolation.
Yes, he has.
And good hope through grace.
Yes.
Comfort your hearts and establish you in every good work and every good word.
Yes.
Work.
Yes.
You said 18?
Yeah, all the way through 18.
All right, so I think
is that 1 Thessalonians? I said 1 Thessalonians. What'd you read? I want 1 Thessalonians. Chapter number 2:14. What would you read?
You're
in the second one. I want 1 Thessalonians. I'm sorry. Chapter number 2:14 through 18.
For ye brethren became followers of the churches of God, which is in Judea.
Yes.
Are in Christ Jesus. For ye have suffered like things of your own country.
And can't you say that about yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Right.
It ain't the white man out there doing nothing to you. It's the black folk.
Right.
Huh? White man ain't out there throwing trash in front of your house.
No.
It ain't the rich folk doing it. It's the people in your same neighborhood.
That's right.
Fella did it the front of your car. He didn't come from no rich neighborhood and backed up into you. It was somebody living on your own same street. You ever thought about that? Fella that scratch up your side of your cars and anything else like that.
Right.
People, you put a plant or something or a chair on your porch.
Right.
It ain't nobody coming from another neighborhood to take that stuff. It's folk in your own neighborhood doing that, right?
Yeah.
People got a corner store trying to sell good milk, Pampers, cookies. Huh? Folk coming in robbing, taking the money. 9 times out of 10, the robber live around the corner.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's something to think about, isn't it?
Yeah.
People steal cars. People see you driving in it. They probably live next door to you.
Yeah.
I ain't got no car. I sure would like the car they driving. Go get it. Devil get in their mind and say, go get it.
Yeah.
But while they sleep, you know when they sleep, the house is quiet. Go ahead in there. Go get the car. Such and such ain't home this week. They out of town. How you know that? I heard them. I saw them putting their bags in the car.
Jesus.
Let's go in the house now.
Help us
get
looking.
Jesus.
Peeping in your window.
Right.
They in the dining room eating. Look. Peeping in your window.
Jesus.
Know everything about you. These folk ain't from other neighborhoods. They in your neighborhood. That's what the writer is basically saying. This stuff is, you suffered many things of your own countrymen. Is that what the book says? Moses didn't have Egypt that conspired to go against him. It was them old Israelites that he brought out. Then when he chose to marry a black woman, it was his own brother and sister told him he had no business doing. His own countrymen. Lord, don't talk about the church. Don't let us get started in here. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Don't be folk on the outside trying to discourage you. Be people right in here.
Right.
And we ain't got but a few people.
Right.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
Huh? Read a little bit more. Your own countrymen. That's what they be talking about, your own countrymen.
Even as they have of the Jews.
Uh-huh.
Kill the Lord Jesus.
What did the own countrymen do?
The Lord.
Hold up. Now let's think about this thing. It wasn't the Romans that yelled crucify. Jesus said, I came into my own and my own received me not.
Right.
Isn't that something? Stephen wasn't being stoned to death by other folk, but it was own people.
Right.
Paul went through the same thing when he stood before Agrippa. He said, you all are persecuting me, and you already know I was a Pharisee just like you.
Right.
His own countrymen, right? Is that the truth, saints?
Yeah.
That's why Jesus said, a man's foes, his greatest enemies, will be of his own household.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's true.
Why? Because your own family know how to get to you.
Oh, yes.
They know how, just what buttons to push.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
They know how to conspire against you.
Yeah.
Turn everybody against you.
Yeah.
Huh? That's the truth.
Yeah.
And now, Elder Scudder is, I did not write this. The writer said, your own countrymen. Read that verse again, number 7:14.
For ye brethren became followers of the churches of God, which in Judea are in Christ Jesus. For ye have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews.
Keep going.
Who both killed the Lord Jesus.
Now, again, who killed Jesus? The Jews did it.
Right.
They get mad at you now when you say that. You said Jews killed you. Oh, better not say that. No, it wasn't the Jews. It was a Roman. Nah.
No,
the Jews said crucify him.
Yes.
A Roman said, what did he do wrong?
Right.
The Jews said crucify him.
Yes.
Give us Barabbas
right.
and let Jesus be crucified.
Right.
Keep going.
Uh-huh. And their own prophets.
They didn't just kill Jesus. They killed the prophets too.
Prophets, yeah. And have persecuted us. And they please not God, and are contrary to all this.
Keep going.
Forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles, that they might be saved.
Ain't that the truth?
Uh-huh.
That's what's, ain't that nobody but your own people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we go take this message into some other neighborhood, the people sit there and stand and listen to us.
Mm-hmm.
You go in your own neighborhood and start preaching Jesus. Them folk be like this, man, get out of here.
Yeah.
Get off our corner. Who you think you are? You be down there preaching, singing. Folk be done throw bottles at you. Ride down the street with their music on blast just because.
Because
they don't want you to preach in their name. But let me go blast some blues. You know, some boop-de-bop music. Some of them rap artists. They be right outside your door just shaking it on up. Dance and the people come out, the older folk come on out in the walkers. Huh? Say, you playing my jam. Huh?
Jesus,
I ain't even know you can be in the house no more. Come out the woodworks. Keep going a little bit further.
That they might be saved to fill up their sins always.
Uh-huh.
For the wrath has come upon them to the uttermost.
Yes.
But we, brethren, being taken from you for a short time in presence, not in heart, endeavor.
Now, this is what, when a saint can't get the service, this is what the mind frame is. In verse number 17, the writer is saying he desired to be in the presence of the saints. And because he couldn't, he said, my heart is with you. Y'all understand that? In other words, when me and my wife go away, we're going away, but where you think our heart is going to be at? It's still going to be right here. Because we desire, regardless of what we have to go, we desire to be with the saints. Sister Mitchell say, I'm having noonday this week. Where you think those that will be on their jobs? Your heart should be right there. Hey, Lord, give her the strength.
Mm-hmm.
Cry out to your name. Thank the Lord for her mind, Jesus.
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
That's the truth. And when saints have surgeries,
mm-hmm.
huh? They say, you know they can't be there. They want it. You say, oh, we're praying for you because you know I really want to be there with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we tell you to run while you can.
Because
yeah. you never know what kind of situation you're going to be in that's going to stop you from being
right.
in the presence of the saints.
Right.
But look at what the writer's saying. He was put in a situation where he had to be taken away from the presence of the saints
yeah.
for a short time.
Right.
He said, but his heart, what?
Endeavored the more abundantly to see your face.
Yes.
Great desire.
Yes, keep going.
Wherefore we would have come unto you.
In other words, I would have been there. But what was stopping me from... Then this is to let you know when you don't come to church, it's not Jesus that's stopping you. Read it for yourself.
Wherefore,
Satan did what? He hindered you.
Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us.
So who stops you?
Satan.
Call it for who it is.
Yeah.
Nobody but the devil's trying to keep me from being around the presence of the saints. Right? Is that, was that what your Bible said? Elder Scudder don't want to read nothing outside of it. It says, we would have come. Come where? Come where you are. Right? Even I, Paul.
Once and again.
Uh-huh. Not, in other words, not. It wasn't just a one-time feeling. It was something I desired to do over and over again. But every time I tried to get there, who stopped me?
Satan.
Didn't he do the same thing for Daniel when Daniel was praying? And Daniel prayed that one day. The Lord said 21 days later. Then the guy, the angel said, I heard you from day one. But the devil did what? He hindered us. Nobody but the devil tries to stop progress, saints. 1 Peter chapter number 3, 7 through 9. And I'm done. Closing it up. 1 Peter chapter number 3, 7 through 9. And this, people say, well, this, Elder Scudder, why would you put this in here? Because I'm trying to show you the value of your earthly relationships and how the devil tries to get into those earthly relationships and cause Jesus not to work. Huh? This is what I'm talking about when I was saying before how you can't do wrong and expect the Lord to bless you in your wrong. Huh? You got to do right, right? Come on, read the rest of it.
Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel.
Yes.
And as being the heir together of the grace of life.
Uh-huh.
Let your prayers be not
What will that do?
Hinder your prayers.
You be down there crying out to the Lord and can't even get along with one another at home. Mm-hmm. Jesus said that don't work that way.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
You got to get your house straight, yeah. Right?
Right?
That's the truth, saints. Right. Keep going, read a little bit more.
All of one mind.
Be of what? One mind.
Having compassion.
Having what? Having what?
Compassion one of another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful and be careful. Not rendering evil.
Evil for what?
Evil. Or railing for railing.
Mm. Help me, Jesus.
Blessing.
Help me, Jesus.
Yes.
Right. Huh?
Right.
Somebody's got to bite their tongue. What Bishop Phillips say? Let the devil fight the devil.
Yeah, right.
Don't you get involved in it, right? Huh?
Right.
Don't render evil
for
evil.
For railing for railing. But contrary wise.
Do the opposite of that.
Mm-hmm.
Do the opposite of that.
Mm-hmm. Blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing.
Right.
For he that will love life and see good days, let him
refrain his tongue from doing what?
Evil, and his lips that they speak
no guile. Yep.
Let him eschew evil
and
do good. Yep. Let him seek peace
and
sue
it. That's
for
right.
The eyes of the Lord are
that's why you're concerned, because
yep.
You know who sees you?
Jesus
don't miss a beat.
Nope.
Lord don't wink.
Mm-hmm.
You know how we blink? Lord, don't do that. His eyes stay on you all the time. He don't miss nothing. He don't go to sleep. He don't get tired. His eyes don't get scratchy and nervous. No, he got his eyes on you all day long. His eyes are over the righteous. Is that what the scripture say? His ears are open to them. That's why I was saying earlier, when the devil is trying to hinder you, pray. Tell Jesus about it. Don't tell other folk. Get out of that habit of telling people all the stuff that's going on. Learn how to go before the Lord and do what? Prayer. The Lord says, my people are a people of what? Prayer. His house should be called a house of what? Prayer. Not of gossip, not of confusion, not of murmuring, not of complaining, but of what? Of prayer. Don't let your testimonies be a testimony, an opportunity to murmur. And an opportunity to complain. But it should be about what? Pray. Pray in the Lord. If you going through, ask the saints to pray for you. Don't ever let the devil get in your mind and say, I can't tell the saints this. I'm not going to say this because I don't want everybody to know my business. Well, you're going to get right in it by yourself. Huh? Let me see how fast you get out of it. That's true. You be in that pit for a long time. What's wrong with you? Oh. I don't want nobody to know my business. Okay. Stay on down in that pit. Yeah, it's pitiful. I tell you flat out, pray for me. Huh? Such and such is going on. I need some help. The devil done got in my children. Pray for them. I'm not teasing, ain't in them, but wait, the devil do get in them. I'm going to ask you all to pray for them. Why? Because I know the prayers of the righteous avail as much. Devil attack me at work, I'm going to sure ask you to pray for me. pray for me because my supervisor is cutting up. He threatened to fire me. Pray, saints. Don't come ask me, well, what in the world did he do? Don't worry about it. He threatened to fire me. I told you all you need to do. Just pray, right? Told you everything you need to know, right? Say, well, wife is cutting up. She might testify and say, pray for my husband. I have an unspoken prayer request. You don't need to know the details. You just need to know it. Whatever's going on is enough for her to ask you to pray for it. Right? That's the truth. And then you get down your knees and you just do what? Pray. Lord Jesus, touch her husband's mind. Whatever he's doing right now, touch his mind, Jesus. Give him a mind to do right. Right? That's true. Don't hide. Don't hide behind it. Don't be saying, oh, he's okay, he's sick, and you know you got the pure devil in him. He's sick, all right, sick in sin. But you don't want nobody to know he got the devil in him. You know how he acting at home. It ain't like Jesus. Call it for what it is. Well, I don't want nobody to know he cutting up. Well, Jesus know.
Right.
You just hiding behind the mask yourself.
Right.
Lord done told you, pull off that mask, right?
Right.
Lord know he cutting up. Tell him. You ain't got to go through and tell you what he's doing, but just ask the saints. You do need to ask the saints to pray for him.
Right. Right.
Pray for him because he ain't got a mind. His mind is wrong. Huh? You know he's supposed to be in church and you know he's sitting up at home doing nothing. You need to pray. Pray. We're such and such that he needs prayer. He needs prayer. So, oh, what's wrong with him? Nothing. Just pray for him. You know he ain't here. He's supposed to be here. Pray for him. And keep right on moving. Right? Don't cover up for sin. Don't do that, saints. Don't cover up for sin. If it's wrong, it's wrong. And the only way they're going to get the help is if somebody's got to be honest. Somebody got to call Satan for what it is. It's the pure devil. And the devil ain't helping you. He's doing what? He's hindering. Huh? Right? He done told you. That's right, Brother Jones. He already told you what he's trying to do. Kill, steal, and destroy. Why would you do another saint like that? You know that this person needs some help. And you're going to sit there and not say nothing. Bishop used to get on us about that all the time. We, especially the young folk, we knew the different ones was doing devilment. And we wouldn't say nothing. Call ourselves, you know, the snitches get stitches kind of attitude.
Jesus.
We didn't want to say anything. We saw sudden. Shh, shh, don't you say nothing. Keep your mouth shut. And before you know it, they out the church. And if we would have said something to help, we could have probably prevented that soul from being lost. And that's nobody but the enemy will put that stuff in your mind. That when you see your brother and your sister struggling in the faith, that you don't do what? Pray for them. Make it known, right? Make it known. Now again, don't use this as a platform to go... Elder Scott is not telling you to air dirty laundry because I don't like the smell of dirty laundry. Right? Let's keep the dirty laundry where it need to be at. Right? But you can say you need prayer. Right? You ain't got to go through and tell the specifics. That's what I'm talking about, dirty laundry. Don't go tell the specifics. All you need to do is just say, they need to pray. We need to pray for them because they're going through right now. Huh? And not call it something that it's not. That's true. A lot of times people want to call when people are discouraged. They try to turn it into physical sickness. It's not. They're not physically sick. They're discouraged. And we need to call it that. Pray for my brother and my sister because they are discouraged in the faith. Right? They're not sick. They may say, oh, such and such, they got a headache. No, they don't. They don't really have a headache. Because their head ain't stopping them from doing anything else. They go run to the corner store to get some chicken wings. Right? Your head was hurting. You sit right there, get you some Tylenol and go to bed. Their head ain't hurting enough to stop watching the television. So call it for what it is. They're discouraged. Obviously, if they were encouraged, they would be running for their life.
Right.
But when discouragement sits in, they need prayer. If you all see me discouraged, I pray y'all wouldn't say that I'm feeling bad physically. You know where my mind is at. Y'all say it in yourselves anyway. Elder Scott, you ain't smiling like you usually do. Call it for what it is. You see it. So therefore you pray. Elder Scott, I'm going to pray for you that the Lord don't let you be discouraged. I just want to encourage you. I see you looking a little funny. Oh, no, I'm all right. No, I know you, Pastor. I know you usually have a smile on your face. You usually be more talkative than that. Huh? Yo, do we know one another? Yeah. And the enemy would just love for us to be sitting by calling something one way when it really is not that way. We really need prayer. Right? That's why I love Mother's testimony. She was honest.
Yeah.
She's honest. She said, I don't want nobody to be thinking around that I'm not feeling hurt about my mother leaving here. She said, I am hurt. And I am human. And don't nobody go tell her not to be human. Because your day is going to come. And you're going to need the saints to be right around you to pray you right on through that thing, right? Let her know every night, Mother, if a tear cry, cry. Cry and say, thank you, Jesus. Right? That's, you're human, and that's a natural thing for you to miss your loved one. And it's going to be that way. And I say, how long ago? I don't know. It takes Jesus to tell you something like that. Only the Lord can relieve it. But you best believe, if I can do it, I'm right here with you. You need a shoulder to cry on, Mother? Get right here on my shoulder. Cry all you want. Say, Elder Scudder, that side is wet. Let's get the other side. Right?
Amen.
Right? That's what saints do. Right. What saints do for one another, saints. We don't ever want to get that way. All right? Church, you got something out the word. I'm done. I've been done for a couple of minutes. As Brother Deacon James say, I was just giving y'all some side news.